Hello, today's sermon is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to 9. The pastor just read through the scriptures, nine scriptures. So again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to 9. The title of today's sermon is Teach Them and Make Them to Keep It. Again, the title of sermon is Teach Them and Make Them to Keep It. So today we officially start off going through the Bible chronologically again. So today is the introduction of it, so overviewing the Bible before actually we going through it chronological order. But please read through the today's scriptures, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to 9. So it's been already multiple times we went through the Bible from cover to cover. So as we go through, start off again, I encourage you to get to know God's heart through the Word of God. That's the only reason we go through the Bible in this way. This time as we go through in chronological order, we'll make some more flexibility. As we go, if you feel like more the topical sermons, topical types of sermons, we will just embed into the process of this going through the Bible in chronological manner. But the principle is the same, no matter which way we choose to read through the Bible, we will focus on only knowing the heart of God through the sermon. Not to be led astray with other topics. So, this Christianity is the religion of revelation. No other religion has unveiled the beginning of the entire universe and mankind. Only the Bible speaks clearly about the origins of mankind and the world. So according to the Word of God, we are the creatures built by the will of God, the Creator, our Savior. We cannot realize or recognize God by ourselves. It's beyond our imagination, also capability. So God is showing Himself to us because it's beyond our capability that to recognize Him by ourselves. So that is a so-called revelation. He's showing Himself to us according to His own will. So revelation is the only way we can know God, to know who God is. Through the revelation, God reveals Himself to His creatures. Referring to Romans chapter 1, verse 20. And the first scripture in the book of Revelation is saying, the revelation is that God reveals the hidden secret of God to us for Himself. So God generally manifests Himself through nature, through man's conscience, through mankind's history. This is called the general revelation, so-called general revelation in theological terms. So I'll briefly go through the two different types of revelation. First one, general revelation. Second one, special revelation. The first one, general revelation, the author of Psalm says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and that the expanse represents what He did, what He has done in His hands. Quoting the Psalm chapter 19 and the first and second scriptures. Again, the heavens declare the glory of God. The expanse represents what He has done in His hands. In Romans, Paul has clearly seen by the eternal power of God in all things God has made. The Romans chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. But there is no other way, in other words, before the fall of people, since the Adam's first sin, the relationship between God and man, which had enough communication with ordinary revelation, was completely cut off and lost sensation because of man's fall and sin. The amazing revelation is that the whole universe miraculously returns every moment, and that there is a creator in our conscience. I think the amazing miraculous day in which our one is sinned. And by having the wisdom, Amen, began to think according to his thoughts. Therefore, man loses his view of God completely and lives in a life of hell according to our own thoughts, which is the godlessness of the creatures, including us, who are made by the Creator. And the idols, the faulty gods, who are made, created by ourselves. And we just make the idols according to what we want, and we actually deny the actual God, our Creator. Because of human sin, we don't see the existence, the presence of a clear God shown by nature, conscience, and our mankind's history. That's why God gives a special revelation of who God himself is, in order for us to know God more clearly. So if the general revelation is illuminating the providence of the harmony of God in the conscience of nature and our own conscience, again, through our history, the special revelation in the contrast is Jesus Christ, whom God sent him his only son to the earth and spoke to people directly. It is also the word, the Bible, written and transmitted without destruction. So such a special revelation is not something out of the natural law of God, which is general revelation. So for those who cannot understand through ordinary revelation, there is the mutual relationship that works in history through extraordinary revelation. So you can further realize this general revelation that works through the conscience of nature and man, our own consciousness. So if the special revelation revelation in the Old Testament appears to be a direct involvement of God through manifestation of God himself to prophets, and also showing himself on Mount Sinai as a form of fire, for example, before Moses. So special revelation is a direct intervention, manifestation of himself to who can listen to and recognize him. So in the New Testament, Jesus showed us more specifically and directly through his human life, which is the major type of special revelation. And ultimately, God's special revelations in that history exist in us through the 66 books of the Old Testament and the New Testament, which we call nowadays the Bible. So the Sounds denomination believes that this special revelation that God has given to us is completed. It's absolutely complete through the Bible. Because we believe in this fact, there's no more direct lineage today. If anyone claims to have received a direct revelation today, or so-called special revelation, it's almost 100% heretical, and like a heresy, pseudo-religious, and some religious addicts, but nothing at all. Therefore, the position of Jesus and Bible, God's special revelation, is very important to us, to his children, the people of God. Some people think that the Bible is simply a collection of good writings and they serve as examples of all saints or scripture of one religion. But the Bible is just not just a scripture of a religion. It is the letter of God with showing his crying heart, his real thoughts. Again, it is the letter of God with full of his crying heart. The Bible is the body of God's revelation and that God has done for his people in throughout the history. And it is a desperate heart that has shown himself to us through those events. If the Bible is quite special, however, in a way the Bible delivers his heart, it's so plain and humane. It sounds nothing special there. So if you want to make a person a god in some religion, there must be something more special, something artificially special, it sounds like. For example, there must be something radically different from that of man, such as falling from the sky, and waking from the egg, and a pedigree. But the Bible does not come like this at all. It is rather humane, so humane. The people can hardly believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's the approach the Bible has chosen. An ancestor of faith who has lied to his wife twice. For an example. And his sister as well. For his own life, he lied. One of the most important characters, biblical characters, lied for himself throughout his life. Who is Jacob? The king who committed adultery with his loyal wife and conspiracy in order to kill one of his sincere men, a servant. Now he's so-called the greatest king and the symbol of the Savior, Jesus Christ, who is King David. So when the land of promise, which is Canaan, was sacrificed, the women and children, as well as castle, were all slaughtered. Here the God has commanded to do so. Even though the Israelites didn't follow that. Even the story of a father having sex with two daughters, and a father-in-law and a daughter-in-law, now has a child. It is like a dirty and ugly book. They cannot be blamed for saying that some things are not ethically acceptable at all, which are justified now in the Bible. And some of them are obedient to God's holy will, they say. Even Abraham, the ancestor, the origin of the faith, he was asked to kill his son. So he actually attempted to do so. It looks quite immoral. So when the Bible is viewed with a humanistic eye, according to our own thoughts, it is very inadequate to choose one of the religion scriptures. For example, we try to randomly pick up some scriptures to meditate, to have a quiet time this morning. You may choose some random, it sounds immoral, scriptures to read. Christian believers do not seem to find those stories to be suitable for religious scripture. It is because such sound immoral stories are not to be said. Their mouths are actually revealed to the Bible. They are said to be God's will. Which actually makes sense and sounds sensible, because to be called a religious book, it should sound very moral and sensible according to our logic and knowledge. And then so it can move our feeling. But do you know that because of these things, the Bible further proves that it is the actual Word of God? If it is a religious scripture, will not anyone dare to partly include immorality or violence there? In common sense, religion scriptures will try to fill up with noble and devout stories. If it is a fictional story, it will make it holy and touching, and try to move our feelings. There are a lot of smart people who can actually easily build a story that fits human reason and stimulates our emotions. If such people write to complete a religion, would you always write a 4,000 years history in a fairy tale or like a legendary miracle story? If you write it in that way, you won't only increase the credibility of the religion, but you will actually drop it. It sounds very irony, but the Bible is full of that such kind of insensible story in our humanic eyes. The doubtful reaction to the Bible from unbelievers usually stems from such sound immoral stories, isn't it? So, however, The Bible is full of stories of such history. We accept that. It is actually the fact. This means that the Bible is not a human story. It seems that only the history of our lives has been written. But the providence, God's sovereignty, the providence of God who controls the history is actually revealed in that book. Even though that's full of immorality, insensibility there. Through revelation in a long history that cannot be imagined as a person. It is the fulfillment of the history according to the word of sovereign God. And it finds amazing sovereignty through which the exact time flows according to the word of God. So God gave free will to man and in his creation, but in history, the result of his free will is fatal. But if we look through history without hiding it, it shows exactly what is very amazing. So we believe this Bible by God, a story for us. So we need to look at the Bible not roughly, but look thoroughly along with the history of mankind. I'm repeating again, even though the Bible sounds very incomplete and insensible, because it's God's story, it's the Bible story, it actually reveals how God overcome those incompleteness, and it actually shows his story, not our own plan. That's how the Bible is written. In today's context, God says that we must clearly teach our children the word of this revelation, that our children and grandchildren can live with blessings. The purpose of teaching was to work according to God's will, to enjoy blessing with God's fear. So to those who don't know the love of God in nature, conscience, in time, in knowing the history, and in knowing what to do in the place where they are sent, they will know clearly and concretely that God lives in the whole wide world to make the light and soul to be known, to be blessed, to do and to do right. We must hear and understand the word of God from the beginning to the end, from cover to cover. It may take a while, but we believe that that's the right way to thoroughly know God's intention, his desperate heart shown to us throughout the history. So again, the Bible story is full of the history of our mankind and our ancestors, also linked in today's context, also includes something will happen in place later. So without knowing the history which is written in the Bible, we can't, it's absolutely impossible to get to know our God's intention, why he has written his word in the form of the letters and books which we can understand by reading it. If you think that reading through the Bible cover to cover is a bit hard and a bit boring, or it may take so long so it's easy to give up, I would say it's a wrong thought. It's given not necessarily by your own fault, but given from the knowledge from the world, this world. Also the main trend of today's environment. The word of God is a word in the form of letters and books that even children can hear and easily understand. He does not say teach your children if they are big enough, but he says teach them to teach your children and grandchildren. That's it. The word of God is not as difficult as some experts can interpret. However, till now we have thought that the word of this Bible is something that we cannot know, even if we will listen forever. It is wrong again, I repeat, from this idea. When you learn all life Can you live as a witness to living to the living of God by being obedient to the word and enjoying the blessings God has promised and becoming true light and salt? So God's word, an easy and clear word, to know what to hear, what to understand, and what to do from the time of childhood. So if the word of God is a word that children and grandchildren can hear, even if they hear it, why are we so bold and stubborn in the Bible? And honestly, even if we listen to the word in the church for a long time, from the standpoint of the pastor, as a pastor and as teachers, I stand here before you guys, because I thought that so many different levels of people exist in the church, in our church. I don't be able to teach this scripture to these various levels to meet all the expectations from different people having different background. The saints also believe in Jesus for the first time. I don't want to listen to the end until I finish it and give up, but afterwards I will cover the Bible and believe in it. This is so-called superstition. If we cover the word of God, we trust the person who carries in the middle, the pastor. This is too much for the saints or the believers to distinguish between faith for God and pastor for man. There are many cases where pastors do not have to teach according to the Bible. For example, a pastor may have given up, and the pastor who is good at speaking, he can satisfy what the people may expect from him. Also, some people have expectation to have a faith through their friends who know the word of God, so expect that his friends to convince themselves without actually reading through the Bible. It is a strange faith that covers the Bible by itself and believes in what other people say, not the right faith in God's view. More important than faith is the object of faith, what we believe in. What is our faith, what our faith is for. The Bible reveals to us about something we believe in, the object of faith. God, who does not read, listen, and observe, or think deeply about the Bible, but who only believes in human speech, like what pastors say, who is mainly a forwarder, a reality that is being reported frequently in newspapers today. A lot of people tend to believe what pastors say, but they never look at actually the Word of God. So what I want to say again here, we shouldn't have a faith which is formed by what is said by other people. I really encourage you guys to form your own faith by actually reading through the actual Word of God, which is the faith, right faith, that God wants us to have, I believe. If you don't understand what pastor is saying and the pastor asks you to say amen, I believe in, please don't say amen. If you don't understand, don't believe in. The reason why I say this is don't try to believe something that you want to believe. We should believe in what we should believe, not what we want. So again, I say again here, what we believe in is important rather than the faith itself. We may have the wrong faith, we believe in wrong thing. Because as a pastor, I admit that as a pastor, pastors, the willingness to apply God's word and to inform the believers quickly is also very weak. It's not complete. Also, the believers demanded only what they wanted to hear, wanted to eat, and repeated the Bible without reading it through. And believing that the absurd things that are happening today are natural consequences, as a consequence of having the wrong faith and wrong expectation. in the Sunday sermons. Because the pastors do not teach the Bible correctly, if they do so, they are confusing the churches, such as New, something happened in New Orleans, in the United States, may lead people astray, may lead people having the wrong concept about the salvation. Also, because of the saints, believers are sweating and give up trying to know the word of God correctly, there is something quicker now. People want to look at the quick way to know who God is, not by reading the Bible through. If we find a direct revelation, if only mysterious things appear, it is transformed into a divergent constitution. Some people actively seek some miraculous events. So in order for the Korean churches, for example, to change, even if the believers, the saints, Slater, the pastor, please ask for continual desire to know the 66 books of the Bible and strive, keep striving to know the Word of God as quick as possible. The Bible is a special revelation that God has told us to make sure we fully know the presence of God on earth and in us and live a blessed life. So the children of God must look at the Bible properly. We shouldn't look at the Bibles as part of fun, as part of seeking what we want. But you shouldn't think that it is so holy and new and beautiful and has a tremendous secrets that you don't even know throughout your whole life. The Corinthians 1, chapter 1, verse 18. For the destruction of the cross is foolishness for those who perish, and the power of God for us to be saved. We need to seek the eternal life through the Bible, also absolute truth. For those who do not know who God is, we should teach what God has told us through the Bible. This Bible cannot be used as a scripture of religion, even if it's a moral, ethical, and foolish. Those who have received the grace of God's people, those who have been saved through Jesus in the land of eternal death, cross the Red Sea. We must taste the fact that the Word of God is the power of God to bless and multiply us. So God bless you to hear the cry of God's life through this Bible. I look for life in the Bible and bless the Bible to meet God's promises and faithfulness for eternity. The Bible contains important words about the will and heart of God who created us, the beginning of the mankind and the process to this day, and how and where this world will last. What kind of person is God who has found and met me? What kind of being we are? Why God has found us? What He has called us to do? So how do we live it? It tells us which is the life of the right faith and the faith, the life that is blessed. So in order to know this blessed news in the Bible correctly, we must learn how to look at the Bible properly. Most people want to know the Bible, but there are many things that give up easily because they don't know how to look at in the right way. Then how can you look at the Bible correctly? First, I want to talk about 5 points to answer this question. The question again, how then can we look at the Bible correctly? The first point, the Bible from beginning to the end should not be missed in the order of history, the chronological order. The Word of God is the same as the Word of God as it is not known without hearing from the beginning to end. The same thing, if you know the partial history from one of your friends, you can't realize what your friend thinks and his intention. See, you need to know the whole history from the beginning to the end, and all about what your friend says to you. The word, it's the same, the word of God, we should know from the beginning to the end. So you cannot see the meaning of God's deep and spacious and joyful and perfect, His great plan. So I don't know if I don't read from the beginning to end. Here, partial intake, the effects of churches are such that they become lawful rather than labor to feed the word. Which we see often from many churches. It may happen in our churches as well. Above all, the problem is that you cannot eat enough to grow and grow right. The bigger problem is that even if you try to disconnect all the words and try to connect them, you cannot connect them if you don't know all of it. It's like having a piece of a puzzle, but it doesn't know what picture it is at all. First, you have to figure out which the big picture is drawn by matching the puzzle pieces. However, we have broken down and broken the word, have read and meditated without partial connection, which is so easy to do. If you hold on a piece of puzzle and meditate on it, what is God's will in it? So when you read the Bible, you must read it from the beginning to end. And when you read the Bible, you have to read it in historical order, chronologically. Otherwise, you may get confused. You may miss some important points. And may have a misunderstanding and not getting the right intention of the message from the sender. And a person who has been treated so badly goes to a persecutor. How can you understand the contents of the matter just by listening to the moments when he speaks? Until such unfair consequences are experienced, knowing what happened in time from the beginning of the work can correctly grasp the truth of the work, can get it right, can get the right result. Likewise, the Bible is a story of God and man, history of creation from creation. However, since the Bible we have read is not organized by time and or chronological order, it's almost planned in like that, but that bit of mismatch in terms of chronological order, it is difficult to understand the contents of the Bible properly because it is arranged by topic and category at the same time. So the Bible contains historical accounts of what has happened between God and man. Because the Bible contains stories of history, a mankind history in which God's purpose was begun and why it went off this path, and how those misrepresentations are being stored. When you read the Bible, you must read and understand the time sequence in which the events take place so that you can know the Bible correctly. For example, when you're reading the book, historic books, the Kings and Book of Acts, read the prophets and prophets that God has sent in their history. Then in the prophecies from those prophets, the verses that seem difficult can tell why they say these things correctly. Without knowing the historical context, it's very hard to understand what prophets prophesize. It must be read chronologically to see the history and see why the prophets say so. It's very important to reconstruct them in the right order of time. So the second, we must read God's mind and His heart in the Bible. This is the second point. So when you read the Bible, of course, at first we see letters and words become words. Words become together to make sentences and paragraphs. So when we understand the context, we read the whole book like this. At the end, however, the Bible can only be read through the Bible until it can meet the heart and sincerity of God, who is the author of the Bible. If we just know, read that as a letters and sentences and paragraphs, not knowing his crying heart, his actual intention, may not be meaningful. It's not a book of knowledge, but the Bible is a book of, the book contains his will, which he wants us to know by reading it. A book is what the writer wants to convey to those who read his mind and heart. So in the case of letters, what especially to convey one's heart to others. The book or letter is not just a collection of letters. So when we read a book or letter, including the Bible, we read the reader's mind and intention, intent. Likewise, the Bible is a book, we often say it is God's letter, a set of letters sent by God. This means that when you read the Bible, not only to get any information or knowledge, but also to read his mind, the heart of the author who has given us the Bible, it is necessary to read the reasons and the meanings that the events had to occur when an event occurred. So I cannot read God's heart by simply just solving it literally. Therefore, when reading the Bible, we should read the truth of God through the events and contents of the history, not fill in number of pages per day in legal terms. So we must read so that we can meet the heart of God, who cannot, who can work through our lives. Number three, thirdly, if you want to know the Bible, you have to read the Bible, the text. If you want to know the truth, meaning of God has spoken to us, we have to read the Bible, Bible text. Now, many people are interested in books and opinions and philosophies and thoughts written about the Bible rather than the Bible itself. That's why another person chews everything he thinks and tries to eat what he has digested. If you really want to know God's will, we must read the Bible text, the content that contains God's heart. It is very important to repeat the Bible context that contains his heart through the historical sequence many times from the beginning to the end, not to have the thoughts of others who have read the Bible. So number four, that you must read and understand the main character and its role in the Bible. So the Bible is the history of us, the story of God, man, and Satan. So if you don't know, if you don't immediately understand the relationship between God and man and Satan, it's quite difficult to understand the Bible correctly. It's not easy to fully appreciate that. If you don't know this triangle relationship, we cannot preach, educate theologically or understand. If you read the Bible without knowing that we are spiritual beings, that the spiritual world is a world, if the strange and heresy can experience the miracles of the Exodus and eventually die in the wilderness, without knowing the spiritual characteristics of this world, we will never know the causes of these things happening in our society today. For example, if you know who Solomon is, what he has done, what he has, how much he's blessed, what he has enjoyed, without knowing the relationship with God and with the Satan, that without knowing the triangle relationship, we may understand that Solomon is the right example to live according to the word of God, which is not the truth. The history of this world flows as it flows. The history of the world is written in a nation-centered way from the perspective of each country. But the Bible tells us differently how these countries will eventually flow. by the center of the nation and the people he chose to, in order to reveal himself throughout the entire world. It accurately tells the future of the world. So the flow of figures and events in the Bible flows with the history of the world. And while the Bible predicts, accomplishes, and leads the flow of history. However, with a physical eye, according to our own capability of understanding, that does not see the living God leading the flow of mankind's history. It cannot understand the Bible, understand God, and understand Jesus, according to our own thoughts. Without knowing the existence of Satan, we cannot really know what is going on in this world. You should admit that what's going on behind the scenes, which is so-called the spiritual, not physical, which we can see easily. So we can't read and understand sentences that contain words, know the words, understand the paragraph, and take the logic of words without a spiritual eye and a perspective. We can neither understand this Bible nor understand the flow of the world. People who read a novel, read a poem, and see an artwork and listen to a musical piece often understand it and fall in it. Likewise, we do not know the mind of God, the existence of the spiritual world, and we cannot even know the Bible and the history of this world. We need to know how the spiritual world, God, man, and Satan work, so we can understand the Bible correctly. The Bible is the story in the time that started, so we must know the history, mankind's history, to understand the Bible correctly. Being able, the talent, is mastering the scenario of the work that is given to him rather than the facing problem. Becoming an actor and becoming a talent is not just a beautiful face. It is not just that you have the ability to act. You have to be able to extinguish the scenarios and the entire contents. It's not just about memorizing the work. It's not merely memorization, but it is empathy to fully understand the scenario of the whole by the mind of the artist, the mind of the protagonist. That is the real smoke. So what are the scenarios for Christians, for us? It is the Bible. That's the scenarios we need to act on. We must know the mind of God flowing in the Bible and know its history. That's why we won't be shaken by the stage of this history we are living in today. For example, the Daniel was bold, Ezra and Nehemiah were bold, also bold, because they knew God in history. The visible power seemed to have been the king of the world. And he could have been bold because he knew that God was the one holding it. This is just written in the Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. He would betray the covenant and deceive the evil door, but only the Bible, the people who know his God will be strong and brave. Boldness and rapture are different. To read the Bible correctly, we must see God's work flowing from Genesis in our history. Number five, the Bible should be read intensively in as short a time as possible. This is actually the hardest part of our reality. The Bible should be read in as short a time as possible to see the context of the whole picture. It's just common sense if we cut 100-minute movies for 5 minutes, watch it once a week. Do we know the contents correctly? If it takes too long to read the Bible, it won't be connected together. So it is important to read in a short time. we plan to read throughout the year, break up the Bible into few pieces, so that we will be tired of reading throughout the year and giving up without any time to practice. Books should be read at a glance. Of course, the details of the contemplation. This is another problem, but it is very important to read the whole the forest at once to see the whole picture. It is good to read as the church preaches in historical order through the Chesunday sermon and reads the corresponding texts during that week to grasp the entire historical flow. So number six, this is the last point. When you read the Bible, it is good to receive the guidance of the experienced person. Again, when you read it, it is good to receive, to have some guidance from the experienced person. It is absolutely needed to read the Bible and not to get lost in the middle of the journey. We need the help of a guide to get to the new heavenly land, the new Jerusalem of the last revelation, from the Bible to the Creator. Just as you need the help of a guide to travel. Mostly when I read the Bible alone, it's not funny because I don't understand when I read it. So I am sleepy and self-sufficient. I often try to read the Bible every year, but when I get to Sinai, I cannot get out of the wilderness. There are about 20 Exodus books. But I can read about the Genesis in about 20 Exodus books, but when I get to Exodus and Mount Sinai, I get statute. Then I start to spread it. And then I don't know anything about building this tabernacle. But this Bible is still thick, so I'm swooped and to the next volume. And I see how much is left over. I think Leviticus is harder because it keeps the bread. If you go to the Gospel of Matthew, what is it is just a story about people who don't know even know like a genealogy book. In the end, most of the things I really give up. So do not give up on your own, but you can listen to the instructions on the pulpit for each book. So read along with your family members. Read it with the help and guidance of the leaders. Join the cell. So encourage others. Lead someone. So you can read the Bible together. Be taught to learn the Bible as the saints. So we can know God's heart. So in the New Testament, people are visited Jerusalem. I read the Bible, Isaiah on his way home. So he calls the deacon of Philip, who is ministering in the Samaria, to let him know it rightly. Even if you read the Bible, it is clear that the Holy Spirit works interferes. I don't understand unless there is someone to guide me. So I don't know how important teachers like Philip, who know God's will to work through who men are. So when you read the Bible, you need to get to the right guidance so you can understand it without reading it. So first, I will be led, but later, all of us should be someone who will guide someone right in right way. So in the conclusion, now we will look at the Bible from the beginning to the end. Some may be the first, but no one can look at Bible once or twice to find out everything. If you read the Bible once and know it, it is God, not man. Repeat the Bible for as long as you are, at least 10 times in teenagers, 20 times in 20s, 30 times in 30s. Have a dream in your teenager, prepare for your 20s, and be at least 20 times in your 20s. Preparation time to become influential in your 30s. Then you will definitely be able to live a life that has a great influence in your 30s. He will betray the covenant, the Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. He will betray the covenant, deceive the evildoer, but only the people who know his God's will be strong and brave. I don't know what to do. I'm prepared to proclaim the Word of God. Not of my own thoughts, but know of my soul. You want to listen to God's Word anyway. Even if, and if you listen to the Word, you will read the text of the Bible repeatedly for a week and meditate on the words you hear and recognize. Share with the people who you are, who are gathered in the cell, and then make a decision to commit to what you say in the field of life for a week, once a week at least. So I pray that God will be blessed, prosperous to you through the Lord's Day lecture, which will look from the third Genesis to the Revelation. So from next week, this is the end of today's sermon. From next week, we will actually start off going through the Bible from the Genesis till the end, to the Revelation. As we go through, I don't know how long it will take. Hopefully, I want you guys get to know the true heart of God, His intention, why this our mankind history is flowing like this. What's going on behind the scenes? How hard God's been working through our history for us. What a great work He has done, and how hard work He's doing. What's going to happen in the future? He made amazing promise with us. Keep the commands given from me. Then you'll be blessed. You'll be great. You will be prosperous. That's what God has, the scriptures that God has given to us. Whoever knows God will be brave and bold. That's what God says to us. I pray that you'll be brave and get a wisdom from the Bible. I pray that by reading it, He will strengthen us. We will have the spiritual food so it can be nourished, so we can be more influential wherever we go, whatever we do, that we can be light and salt in this society where we belong to. And let's pray.